Do you like me? Check yes or no. Have you ever been asked that question? I never was. But if you have, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do about crushes. This is Faith Like Us Podcast, Kids Edition.
Every day can feel like this. Living life with no regrets. Walking by faith like ooh. Walking with God like ooh.
Boys and girls, here's the thing. Let me just start by saying this. If you're a boy, you're gonna think girls are pretty. You know why? They are. And if you're a girl, guess what? You're gonna think boys are cute. You know why? Because they are. God made us that way. But there is a certain time for all of that. And guess what? It's not. It is not right now. I have King Samaje version in the house because I don't want y'all to hear my opinion about crushes, what to do. Because here's the thing, y'all. I ain't got much opinions. When I was in elementary school, no little boy was writing me love notes like this, okay? I didn't get a love note passed to me. It was like, I got a big fat nothing, okay? Like, so I can't really relate, but this is what the Spirit of God wanted me to share on this podcast. Like, what do you do? How do you handle these things? Because here's the thing. Everything that we do, there's an answer in the Word of God. And we want to find out what the Word of God has to say, even about crushes, even about liking somebody. And I get it. You're probably like, ew, that's gross, right? But like, guys, when I was in kindergarten, okay, like I was little. I still remember this little boy and I thought he was so cute. And we did the do-si-do. I think it was at the high school. It was on some stage. And I, like, you do-si-do with everybody, right? Like grab your partner from something. I was dressed up. I don't even remember what I was wearing. But I remember he was wearing a cowboy hat. Okay, he looked like a little cowboy. And I thought he was so cute. And I was so excited when for like 2 of the seconds of the entire song, I got to do-si-do with him. Yo, I was in kindergarten, okay? Like, so you can't be acting like, eh, that's gross. Okay, these things are going to happen. These feelings are going to come up. But what do I do? How do I handle them as a believer, as a boy, as a girl that loves God and wants to honor him with their life, that wants to be pure, that wants to live a holy life? What do I do with these things? Samaje, let's tell the boys and girls what the Bible has to say in 2 Timothy 2:22. What does the Bible have to say?
Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call the Lord out of a pure heart.
Oh, we could end the podcast now because Samaje just let us know. What is the first thing that we do? What's the first word that you said, Samaje?
Flee.
Flee. Do you know what flee means? It means to run. Run like you ain't ever trying to come back. Now, are we running because it's bad to think boys are cute if you're a girl or girls are pretty if you're a boy? Is it bad to think that? No. You're running because it's the wrong timing. It's the wrong season. You flee because you know this is going to be a distraction. So what do I do whenever I start liking somebody? Whenever someone, you know, starts standing out to me, or I think someone's funny, or I think someone's pretty if you're a boy, what do I do? Well, first of all, you go to the Father. And this is what I want to encourage you to say. If you want to honor God with your life, if you want to do down to the last detail what he's called you to do, just like what Jesus did, he did down to the last detail. If you don't want to miss out on one moment, on one opportunity to be used by God, I want to encourage you to do this. If you start liking somebody, go to the Father. Just go in your room, close the door, and say, God, I've started to like so-and-so, but I like you more. So I'm going to surrender this, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm not going to be distracted, because that's just what it is. Because then you start liking them, and then you tell your friends, and then your friends could potentially tell him or him tell her, you know, it all gets around, and then you're trying to play at recess together, and you're trying to be next to them, and then you're dressing so that they think that you're cute, or they think that you're pretty. Everything in your world begins to revolve around them. See, if you don't surrender it to the Father, it can become this humongous distraction. And guys, if you're distracted as an elementary, junior high, even high school, if you're distracted, you're going to miss out on very precious moments to be used by God. Listen, you have such amazing opportunities as a young person to share the love of God, to show off who God is, just like Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were young and they had an opportunity to show even the people older than them, hey, this is what it looks like to honor God. You're promoted. Things go better. You're protected, right? You have an opportunity to do that very same thing. And so why is it that these feelings start coming? Yes, these feelings are going to come, but what do I do with them? I don't dwell on it. I'm not sneaking around. I'm not trying to hold their hand. I'm not trying to play the video game and make sure they're on at the same time so we can talk, sneaking around. What, that is all a distraction, y'all. That's not God. Everyone say it. That's not God. Samaje, tell him.
That is not God.
That is not God. God is not bringing you your future spouse in third grade, in seventh grade, in 10th grade. He's not doing it. You know why? Because that is a distraction. It's not the season. And he already said, flee. The Bible says, flee youthful lust. Youthful. Well, how long am I a youth? Well, the world says that a youth is ages 10 to 24. Did you hear that? 10 to 24. That's the world. Okay, that's the world standard. So, like, with God, it might be a little bit older. I'm just saying it might be 25 when your brain's fully developed. But the world says it's youth when you're 10 to 24. Now I'm saying from 0 to 9, you can enjoy lust. No, you still flee, right? Like if those things start coming before you hit 10 years old, then you still do the same thing that the word of God says. But 10 to 24, like that's a big chunk of time. Well, why is that the time where you're considered a youth? And that's when the enemy uses this as a major distraction. Guys, I've seen so many young people taken out by this very thing. Or if they weren't taken out, they just had baggage that was added to their life during this time because you know what? They didn't flee. They didn't run when they should have run. You know, if you've seen those videos where it's like a bug or something comes in the room and you see people like take off, okay? I just recently saw a video where these pigs were in the pen, this one pig and this bear, like this real bear. If we can find it, we'll show it. But this bear like crawls over the fence. Like he's thinking, I'm about to eat me a pig. Like he wanted some bacon, amen. Like bacon sounds so good. He's crawling over the pen to get the pig. And so he comes in there, he rushes the pig, rushes back and he like goes up against the fence. Well, then another pig, and like these aren't like little baby like babe, the pig babe. Okay, these are like big old, like they look like hogs. Like they're big old pigs. He like charges after the bear. The bear cuts out and jumps back over the fence. He gets out of there like that. Why? Because he knows, like, I'm not trying to be taken out by these pigs. I was trying to eat the pigs and now the pigs are trying to take me out. Like he fled. There. That's how we should be. We should get out of there. Guys, we want to get out of there. Why? Because we don't want to be distracted. This is a major way the enemy distracts young people with relationships. Wow. Like this is what he's going to use is relationships to get you off track, to get you bogged down with baggage as a young person. Not with you. Say, not with me. He is not going to use that tactic. He's not going to use that play with you. You're going to flee youthful lust. And so whenever you start liking somebody, you just say, God, I like this person, but I like you more. And so I'm going to surrender that to you. I'm not going to let myself be distracted. And when you want to like be around them and like maybe flirt with them or just hang out, do something else. Go talk to a friend. Find out what's going on in their world. Go share Jesus with somebody. If you know, like every time you play the game with them and y'all end up talking or whatever, don't play the game. Turn off the game. Go outside. Go to a treehouse. Go to the front yard. Whatever. Get your Bible. Read the Bible. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Do something else. You have to flee. It's your job to flee. It's not someone else's job. It's not even your parents' job. Because sometimes, low-key, your parents, no sense. And they'll say, oh, it's cute. It's cute. No, it's not cute. It goes against the word of God. The word of God says flee youthful lust. So if you're not fleeing, then you're not obeying the word of God. And so it doesn't matter. Well, my parents said I can do this. My parents said it was okay. Okay, does God say it's okay? Because that's who we're going to answer to. And so if God says no, then you just decide, you know, I'm not messing with that. I'm not messing with that. I'm going to continue to do what I know to do. And along the way, as I continue to do what I know to do, I will be in the right place at the right time with the right spouse that loves God and honors him the way that I do and has lived a pure life the way that I've lived a pure life. But you are the one that has to decide to flee. I get it. This may seem heavy. Like you're like, dang, I just thought the little kid was cute in my fourth grade class. But listen, that's where it starts. And then you start talking about it. And then you start hanging out. You start writing little notes. You start doing this sneak. No, we're fleeing that noise because that's what the Bible says, to flee youthful lust. Samaje, will you please read what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 2:11?
Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
Is that the end, Samaje?
Yes, it sure is.
We are not ignorant. Lest Satan should take advantage of us. We are not ignorant of his devices. We're not ignorant. He wants to take advantage of me in my youth. He wants to get me bogged down. He wants to get me off track. He wants to get me distracted. I'm not ignorant of that. I know his game. I know the plays that he's trying to play in my life. And guess what? It's not just my life. It's every youth. 10 to 24, it's the same story. He's trying to distract you. He's trying to get you off track. He's trying to get you caught up in all of these natural relationships and lose sight of the one relationship that matters most. Now, listen, you're going to get married if it's a desire for you to get married. You're going to find the perfect person. God's going to bring them into your life at just the right time. But listen, as a youth, the Bible says to flee that noise, to don't be distracted by that, to just put your focus and attention on him. Just like the Bible says, I set my face like flint, like a stone. I set my face to do what God has called me to do. Even Jesus, he said he endured the cross. Like you just endure that time of everyone else may be dating. Everyone else may be liking this. And this is my Valentine. Everyone else may be doing that noise. But guess what you're going to be doing? You're going to be honoring the word of God. So what do I do when I like somebody? What do I do when I get that note? Do you like me? Check yes or no. Well, I'm not responding. If I'm a youth, do you understand? 10 to 24, I ain't got time for that. You know who I like? I like God. Well, I think they're cute. You know, it's not that big of a deal. It's cute. It's cute. It's not cute. It's not cute to go against the word of God, boys and girls. Say, I'm not going against the word of God.
I'm not going against the word of God.
Right. You're not going against the word of God. God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. And this is what he'll try to use to get you off track. So, if you like somebody, if you know someone likes you, what do? You just take that to the Father. Say, God, this is what's going on. I want you to help me. Even if you have somebody in your corner that you can talk to and say, hey, hold me accountable. I don't want to be all weird around them. I don't want to be distracted. And I'm not saying like you can't talk to anybody, but I'm saying you better not be so comfortable that you allow yourself to slip into a place that you don't want to be in, right? So you have friends that hold you accountable and say, hey, you're taking that conversation a little too far. Or that seems a little casual, or that seems a little familiar, whatever it is. Like you guard your heart and you guard their heart. Because here's the bottom line. If the word says to flee it, then we're going to flee it. We're going to run away from youthful lust. And then you'll find yourself in the right place at the right time with the right someone where together you can do everything that God has called you to do. But you don't want to mess around during your youth, during these years of elementary and junior high and high school, and even moving into college. You don't want to just mess around and get a whole bunch of baggage and make decisions that you're going to regret, that you can't go back and change, and then not be confident and not finish down to the last detail what he called you to do. I declare by faith that each of you are going to flee youthful lust. You're not going to be ignorant of the enemy's devices. You're not going to fall for his tricks, but you're going to take a stand. You're going to live pure and holy lives, and you're going to find yourself having the very best relationship when it comes time to have it. I love you so much. I'll see you next time. Walking by faith.